Hello, business warriors. Today we're going toe-to-toe with a sneaky little gremlin called self-sabotage. That's right, it's time to kick some self-defeating behaviors to the curb. Self-sabotage is like having your foot on the gas and the brake at the same time. You want to move forward, but something keeps holding you back. Sound familiar? Here's the deal. Often we're our own worst enemies. It's not the external obstacles that keep us from reaching our goals. It's the internal battles. But how do you know when you're sabotaging yourself? Well, maybe you procrastinate, underestimate your worth, or let fear dictate your decisions. Ring any bells? It's like throwing a wrench in your own gears just when things start moving smoothly. But fear not, the first step to conquering the beast is awareness. Recognize these self-defeating patterns. Ask yourself, am I stopping because I genuinely can't do it or because I believe I can't do it? Most times, it's all about the mind game. Remember your whys, both for your life and your business. These are your shield against self-sabotage. Want it bad enough? And believe you can achieve it. Let's look a little deeper at the sheer power of your whys. Ever heard of those stories where a 110-pound mother does something seemingly impossible, like lifting a car to save their child? Now that's adrenaline mixed with a powerful why. In those moments, doubt doesn't stand a chance. I want you to find that incredible strength in your why. It's there, trust me. When you align your goals with a why that's non-negotiable, you'll find yourself doing things that you never thought possible. All right, let's tackle one of the sneakiest forms of self-sabotage, the infamous shiny object syndrome. You know, that irresistible pull towards the next big thing, the latest trend, or the newest fad that promises instant success. It's like being a magpie in a world full of glittering distractions. Now, why does this happen? Well, often it's a cocktail of lacking confidence and craving that sweet, sweet dopamine hit. It's the entrepreneurial version of, oh, look, a squirrel. But here's the catch. Chasing shiny objects is like building a castle on sand. It might look impressive, but it won't stand the test of time. The root of this problem? Often, it's a lack of confidence combined with the allure of a quick fix. The first step to beating this? Acknowledge your efforts, not just your wins. Celebrate the fact that you tried, that you're in the arena, getting your hands dirty. Every effort counts, every step forward is a victory. And when it comes to those big, overwhelming goals that make shiny objects seem so tempting, break them down. You want to slice them into manageable steps. Every time you complete a step, boom, you get that dopamine rush, the good kind, the kind that propels you forward closer to what you want to accomplish. But what if you don't know all the steps? Well, that's okay. Focus on the next one. Even if it's as simple as seeking help to plan out your journey. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. They were laying the bricks every hour. Now, here's a secret weapon in your arsenal against self-sabotage, the power of an alter ego. Think of it as your business superhero identity. This isn't about being fake. It's about unleashing that part of you that's fearless, that's focused, and unshakable. Imagine there's a version of you that isn't bogged down by doubts or distractions. This version is the epitome of confidence and clarity. And we all have this side, but often it's buried under layers of fear and hesitation. Creating an alter ego is like having a Batman suit in your closet. When you're feeling overwhelmed or tempted by those shiny objects, you suit up. Metaphorically, of course, unless you actually have a Batman suit, then by all means. Think about what qualities your business alter ego would have. Are they fearless in networking? Unwavering in decision making? Whatever it is, name it, embody it. Then the next time you're facing a challenge, ask yourself, what would insert your alter ego's name do? This mental shift can be incredibly powerful. This isn't about escaping reality. It's about accessing your untapped strengths. Embrace this concept, create that alter ego, and watch how it transforms your approach to challenges and goals. Remember, inside you is a hero just waiting to be unleashed. Let's tap into that power and show self-sabotage who's the boss. So are you just dreaming, or are you ready to turn those dreams into reality? Don't let self-doubt make you its puppet. Break those strings and dance to your own tune of success. Are you ready to dive deeper? Get the worksheet that I prepared for you. It's time to face those inner demons and show them who's boss. I believe in you, and you should too. Let's do this. Stay sharp, stay strong.